Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Saffat. Now, primarily, there's just one text which is narrated in this regard with two different chains of narration. One of them is found in Salawi's Tafsir and the other one is found in Wahidi's Tafsir. Both of these chains of narration at the top, it is said that they are reported allegedly from the Prophet by Ubay ibn Ka'b رضي الله عنه. Now the words of this narrative as found in Al-Wasit are كِمَنْ قَرَى وَالصَّافَاتْ أُعْتِيَ مِنْ الْأَجْرِ أَشْرُ حَسَنَاتٍ بِعَدَدِ كُلِّ جِنِّيٍّ وَشَيْطَانٍ وَتَبَعَدَتْ أَنْهُ مَرَضَةُ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَبَرِيَ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَشَهِدَ لَهُ حَافِظَاهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَنَّهُ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا بِالْمُرْسَلِينَ Means that a person who recites Surah Saffat, he shall be given the reward of 10 pious deeds for every jinn and for every Satan or for every devil which is found. And so in lieu of them, for the number of jinns and the number of devils which are found, for each of them, the reward of 10 pious deeds will be given to that person. And also, rebellious devils will stay away from that person as a result of if he recites this surah. And he shall also be absolved of polytheism. Polytheism will not come near him. And on the day of judgment, the two of his protectors, of course, which here means the two angels which are deputed on a person. So both these protectors on the day of judgment will give this witness that he was amongst those people who professed faith in the messengers of God. Now, let me tell you that this narrative has been regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And the reason perhaps is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz ibn Hajar has the following information recorded in his Tehzib al-Kamal. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and at another place his words about him are Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithu. Similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he is laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim al-Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is ghairu siqa. And Abu Zura ibn Hatim regard him to be Zarif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he's matruk, that he's been abandoned. And another comment of Imam Nasai is, Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithu, and Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi about him says that he's Zarif al-Hadith chitan, he's extremely weak in matters of hadith. Another comment of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he's kazzab, that he's a liar. So it is evident from this information why Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be absolutely concocted. And the same two narrators also exist in the other chain of narration. And so it is absolutely certain that on the basis of this of their existence, that chain too is absolutely concocted and fabricated. So it needs to be understood that we must disregard this narrative there because it has no ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not at all linked to him. It is something which has been fabricated by later people. All in all, the best way to reap the blessings of reading a surah, whether it's Surah Saffat or any other surah of the Quran, that we should reflect on the message of the surah by understanding that message, first of all, by reading a good translation, by spreading that message, and by, of course, acting upon that message. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ